Hey, everybody, it's your weekly energetic check-in for November 1st. So, we made it through October, and we did not spontaneously combust, so that's always a good thing. So, I have been anticipating November for a while because it's kind of like they've been pointing it to me, out to me in the forecast of everything, as it being a pivotal time for us all. So November is going to be one for the books, one that we're not going to forget anytime soon. And the whole theme around November is going to be about new cycle. This is a new cycle that we're starting. Now, I know that, you know, traditionally we look at January 1st for being the new year and all of that. But November actually is when everything starts to open and line up for us for the new year. And so that'll begin this month with, we have the 111 portal that is already open. So this has opened, and it's very interesting. So every single month, there's an energetic portal that opens, right? We're talking about the numerology of it. So the number, the number energy around it. And of course, in November, we have that. So November being the 11th month, and then the 1st of November, that's the portal. It opens up the 111 portal. Again, we will have the same thing happen on the 11th of November, right? Then we've got the 11, the 11. So a lot of ones in the month of November. So if you know about numerology a little bit, number one always represents new beginnings for us. This is why, you know, when everybody's out there and they're seeing the 11-11, you know, on their clocks, and the, you know, their guides and their angels are connecting with them, it really is like when you see that number, you get excited about it, right? You feel like that, oh, yay, that's 11-11. And that's because that's what that, the vibration or frequency of that particular number, of number one, is high frequency, right? It's about excitement. It's about new beginning. It's about new developments. And so that's what's going to be coming in for us now. Now, I feel like they're going to be giving us a little bit of a warm up for the first week in November. So I feel like they're going to take it nice and slow on us, which is good, because if you've been feeling the stuff that's been coming in for the past week or so, it's been a while, right? Like we had the last 2 days where we had the massive, the solar flares, the geostorms happening. We were supposed to get up to a predicted of 7 yesterday. So this is the KP index. So that's like the measurement of the space weather. So what's happening in space and the weather, which of course affects our nervous systems big time. It didn't get up to a 7, which was very interesting because it was doing a lot of building up. Like we were getting a lot of energy coming through. I know I was getting like crazy bouts of like the sinking, wobbly feeling, like, yeah, like you're on a boat that's gonna sink. And when that's coming through, it's usually because there's a lot of energy that's happening. And it was very interesting though, because it would come and then it would go down, and then it would come up and then it would go down. So it was almost like behind the scenes, you could see something playing out that was like, it was trying to peak and then it was getting stopped. And then it was trying to go. So almost like an argument. That's what it felt like to me. And I know you guys know this, that my feeling about the whole thing that we're experiencing right now on the planet is a spiritual war. It is a frequency war. And so when I talk about, you know, behind the scenes stuff happening, those are like the glimpses that my guidance team gives me as far as what our galactic beings are doing behind the scenes to help us, what our divine guidance teams are doing behind the scenes to help us. There's definitely been a, you know, a huge, clear division of, you know, the light and the dark, the good and the bad. And it's always been from the beginning, it's felt like this tug of war of energy, like, okay, now they're winning. No, now we're winning. Back and forth like that. And it was just in the last couple of weeks that it really felt like a shift had happened over into our side, over to the good side. And it was interesting because I really felt like that, like the stuff that's happening with the geostorms and all of that, like I said, it's reacting to an argument or like the frequency that's going on behind the scenes. And I really do believe that's how they're showing it to me. I really do feel like that's what's happening. Again, it's that that's happening there, you know, in our atmosphere, in our universe, has a direct effect on us, right? Just think about even closer how, you know, the sun affects our planet, right? It, you know, how think about how the sun affects your mood, how it makes you feel. Think about how the moon affects your mood, how it makes you feel. Think about what the wind does for us. Think about what the rain does for us. Like all of this stuff, right? Think about it, has a huge direct effect on us. And so, of course, that only makes sense then that when there are geostorms and solar flares, so literally pieces of the sun flying out, that would have a direct effect on us. And so I really feel like that stuff happens in sync with what's going on with what they call behind the scenes energy. So this week in particular, so we're gonna have a lot to talk about this month for sure. And so I want to kind of break it down and just do one week at a time so that we don't have to put so much on our plate at once, that we can just kind of stay in the moment with what we have, because this will be the key to get through this. We'll be kind of keeping a level head, right? Kind of like, you know, avoiding any of the real high highs or any of the low, low lows. We just kind of want to stay below the radar. That's going to help us get through this. So we have the new moon, which is coming up on the 4th. That's on Thursday. So we have our live get together. This will be our monthly forecast that we have on Friday. So make sure you guys check your emails for that. Go to the Facebook link as well. There will be your Facebook group. There will be the Zoom link there for you to join me live on Friday. And we're going to be doing some focus around the new moon energy, because although it's on the 4th, we are going to tap into that though. And we're going to go in and do a meditation together. We're going to anchor in some energy into the new moon. Cause again, this is going to be powerful. It's a powerhouse month. And so we're going to use it to our advantage. Now, the new moon in November is in the sign of Scorpio. So for any Scorpios that we have out there, you guys are going to feel this in a big way. Remember, we all will feel this because, again, it's like that energy that the moon is projecting onto the planet. And so Scorpio being a water sign means that we are going to have some high emotional energy coming through. Scorpio energy tends to be dramatic. They tend to be obsessive. They tend to have a very daring energy about them. So they're either 100% in or they're nothing at all. And so that may be kind of a bit of the theme for the month of that 100% in. So like where you're feeling really motivated and super excited and like, this is amazing. And yeah, this is going to happen and all that, and feeling the flow. And then the next moment you're like, nope, nothing. No inspiration, no motivation, not feeling it, not getting out of my pajamas today. That may be the way that it goes for you. And remember, this is, again, part of what you're doing here as a soul, is you're experiencing. So allow yourself to have those experiences. So when you're in the high of it, love it, enjoy it, embrace it, have fun with it. When you're in the low lows of it, just let it be. Don't have an emotional reaction to it. Don't feel any guilt or shame around it. Just let it be. And they're literally showing me right now that this is going to be important for some of you guys to learn how to put yourselves into a bubble. This had been one of my life lessons. Put yourself into a bubble when you're in one of the low lows. So remember, when we're in the low lows, sometimes we're more vulnerable, right? We're more sensitive. We allow other people's opinions kind of affect us. That's where like the guilt and the shame stuff comes in. Learn to bubble yourself when you're in the low, low, so that you have the knowing that nobody else's opinion matters. It doesn't matter what your spouse is saying, what your children are saying, what your boss is saying, what anybody's saying does not matter. The only thing that ever matters is how you're feeling. And so you have to be in control of not allowing yourself to feel things that you don't want to feel from other people. That's where the power comes back into. It comes from you. That power comes from within. And that's going to be a really big energy source for you for the month of November, is tuning into that power, tapping into that power, and helping it to get things done for you, to be able to take care of business for you. So now, remember, the number one represents the sun. And I find that interesting how, you know, the portal is opened, right? We've got the 11 portal energy opening up. So all that one. We've just had all of the major solar flares, right? Some big, big ones. So again, sun energy again. So focusing on the positive aspects of the sun and the number one. So creative energy, right? So inspiration. So feeling that desire to do something good, you know, whether it's for, you know, the whole world, or whether it's for your family, whether it's smaller, you're going to have that inspiration to do something good. Very strong energy, right? Around the sun and number one. So having that warrior energy, but that clear-headed warrior energy. So not feeling foggy-headed, but knowing the purpose, feeling the purpose, feeling very strong. I'm hoping that this is going to come out and play a little bit for us, giving us some grounded energy for those of us who are the physical empaths. We're feeling everything on a physical level. I hope that that's going to come in and give us that grounding energy that we need, definitely. And then, of course, the positive energy, right? Like seeing the good part of things, seeing the feeling good about this, even in the middle of all of the stuff that we have going on right now on the planet with the, you know, all, we're going to be coming into flu season. There's going to be a lot of really sick people on this planet because of what's happened. We are going to have to see the light in that. There are going to be souls that are going to be exiting this planet for a purpose. We have to remind ourselves about this. I know that this is easier for me to do than it is for most, because as a medium, I connect daily with the spirit world. So I understand truly that we never die. We just change energy shapes. So I want you guys to keep that in mind when you're starting to see or hear the stories about souls that are taking exits because of the virus. So have your awareness about this, because remember, no soul ever takes an exit without a purpose or a reason. So remind yourself about that. Super, super important. Now, here's the other side of it. So remember, the sun is also very yang energy, right? So this is very powerful, strong, dominant energy, right? All that is really, really good. But remember, too much yang gives us excess. And so if we have excess energy, what happens? We can get the physical stuff. So we can get the headaches, the migraines, the ear ringing. We can have the stomach stuff. We can have the dizziness. Those are all excess. That's all signs of excess energy. So if that comes through for you in that way, remember your tools. Remember what you need to do to get rid of that stuff, right? Physical movement, music, dance, soaking in the salt tubs, being out in nature, playing with your pets, playing with your children, your grandchildren, doing things that move. Think of movement. Movement has to do it. Putting your sage on and literally fanning your sage around, like physical movement. Now, here's what we need to be aware of, because these will be the weaknesses that are going to come in with this energy. So again, going back to the Scorpio energy, going back into the weaknesses of number one, or the weaknesses of the sun. So forceful energy, right? So this could be very forceful. So remember, when we're talking, and this is going to be where the balance happens, because when you think about being creative and being strong, that you think forceful would fit in there with that in a good way, right? But what happens is when we force something, we create resistance. And so remember that when there's force there, that's ego. So ego uses force to get things done. This is why when ego is driving your human vehicle, if you're doing it in a forceful way, it's going to feel like labor. It's going to feel like work. You're going to feel exhausted. It'll affect your adrenal glands and your thyroid. So pay attention to that. That when you're doing things, you want to be feeling the flow of things. You want to be going with the flow. As soon as you recognize that there's that resistance in there, pause for a moment and just check it out and see if it is a major roadblock that is there for a reason, or if it's something that you can just pause and then it'll move and then you can move. So pay attention to that. The other weakness we want to watch out for is risky behaviors. So this is going to come around with knee-jerk reactions. So, you know, having that like instant emotional trigger to something, or instant, I need to do something about it. You're going to want to practice the pause on that, because you're going to recognize, again, that's going to come from ego pain body energy. That's going to be that either instant angry about something or instantly upset about something. So pay attention not to follow that lead. They're saying practice the pause, practice the pause. And then the other weakness that we want to be mindful of is doubtful energy. So this is self-sabotage. Right? So this is going to be about doubting yourself, doubting the possibilities. I'm telling you guys, this is the month. If you have been somebody who has been not happy about how life has been going for you, so whether it's financial, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's about your health, this is the time, this month, this energy is so powerful that it's going to help you to rewrite your story. So this is the time for you to decide if you don't want to be broke anymore, you don't want to be living paycheck to paycheck anymore. This is going to be the time that this comes online for you. If you're tired of being sick physically in your physical body and taking everything on emotionally, this is the time that you're going to learn how to do things in a different way. And if you've been struggling in relationships or haven't been able to find the right relationship, again, this is going to be the time that everything is going to begin to pay off for you. So there's a lot of things to be looking forward to. And remember, this is about the new cycle. New cycle, new beginning. Here we go. Let's have a party. Woohoo! We're ready to go. Okay, so I want to do something with you guys just for this week. I want to give you a little bit individual specific guidance. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick a card for you. So I want you just right now, wherever you're listening to me, I just want you to close your eyes for a moment. And I just want you to take three slow, deep belly breaths. I'll give you a moment to do that just so you can get into a place where you can just, if you're driving and listening, then just pull over to the side of the road for a moment. If you're at home, just shut off your TV, put do not disturb on your phone for a minute, just for a moment. I want you to also start off your week like this by making a conscious connection to your divine guidance team for guidance and support, because we will definitely need it. Okay. So closing your eyes, taking three slow, deep belly breaths, allowing your energy just to flow through, just allowing your body to relax. And so I just want you to have the awareness right now about your divine guidance team around you, your guides, your angels, your galactic beings. And if you're not openly communicating with them at this point, here's a great opportunity for you to start. And you can just simply say, I call upon my guides, my angels, my galactic beings to come to me now. And I want you just to ask them for some guidance for this week in particular. So just for this week, we're just asking for a short little spot in the calendar. Just give us a little bit of help and guidance for this particular week. And we're going to choose a card. So I'm going to shuffle the cards for everybody, and then you're going to choose. So I want you to ask your team to show you a number at this point. So you're going to ask to see a number one, a number two, or a number three. And I'll give you guys just a moment to do that. So just take the first number that comes to you. So whether you see it or you hear it or you feel it, just take it, and this will be your specific message for you for this week. Just grabbing everybody's energy right now. Just tuning into you guys all collectively so that everybody gets the right message that's most needed. Okay. So those of you that chose card number one. Oh, this is a good one. So it is content with what I already have. So this is a perfect reminder for you guys that you already have stuff to build on. I really feel like if you chose card number one, there needs to be some more gratitude in your life. You kind of need to do a bit of an inventory, they're showing me. So knowing that you're really not starting with nothing, you really already have a starting point to go from there. So they're saying literally the sky is the limit around that. So that's for those of you that chose card number one. So content with what I already have. And so maybe write that down somewhere and just keep that in mind throughout the week to get you through the humps, get you through the bumps, okay? Okay, so card number two, those of you that chose card number two, your card is reflect. Okay, so this is awesome. They're literally showing me standing in front of a mirror right now. They're talking to me about this is, again, I feel like if you chose card number two, you're going to be working through some inner sabotage stuff. So having the awareness of what thoughts are going through your mind, having awareness of what thoughts, what words come out of your mouth. So having the reflection of really of who's your biggest cheerleader, who's your biggest support. And that has to be you. That has to come from you. So how have you been treating yourself? How kind and loving have you been to yourself? This is going to be really important to get you through November and this week in particular. So if you chose card number two, this is an easy one. You can just write it down. Reflect, reflect. And they're also telling me that this is also about acknowledging how far you've come, having that acknowledgement of how many accomplishments that you've made. Okay, so that's for those of you that chose card number two. And then card number three is listen quietly. Okay. And so they're showing me this getting into more into observer mode. So if you chose card number three, you're really going to have to put the brakes on things. You're going to have to learn how to slow down a little bit. You're going to have to learn how to be a good listener. That's to everything, right? Something I always tell my teenagers is you cannot talk and listen at the same time. So some of us as adults need that reminder as well. So this is going to be about listening quietly. So maybe, you know, not saying everything all the time, maybe going into more of a listening mode. And that's where they're talking about having the divine guidance and the wisdom that it comes from being a listener, being able to truly create space. They're showing me meditation around this. So of course, everybody should be meditating. But if you chose card number three, meditation needs to become a priority for you. It needs to become one of your go-to tools for everything. Okay, my lovelies, I am sending you guys out huge, huge blessings. And I hope that you can join me live on Friday at our get-together. And this is going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to November and sharing everything with you guys. Okay, I will talk to you soon. Take care.